Pam Grier, iconic actor for her roles as Foxy Brown, Jackie Brown, and the L Word, is here to talk about Dining Out for Life, the HIV/AIDS fundraiser, and give us her spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Pam.
Hi.
Tell us about Dining Out for Life.
Well, it's a wonderful organization, and this is my fourth year being a part of it. It is an organization that literally on one day in April, usually April 24th, I'd like to exceed the $4 million we normally raise, but I'd like to exceed it this year. We raise from the restaurants, I think it's over 3,000 restaurants in this country, will donate 20%, if not more, of its proceeds for that day to any AIDS organization, not only to fight it, but it supports people who are living with AIDS. Vacant meals. Here in Denver, Project Angel Heart serves over 900 people a week in making sure they have very good meals and nutrition. So you're just going to a restaurant who participates, you are contributing. And not everyone can go door to door. Not everyone has $2, $1, $5. Some people will just go to a restaurant and just, you know, donate $5. But I really want to support the fight of AIDS and the people who are living with AIDS. And it's all across the country. And the wonderful Subaru has been involved almost 7 years now, I do believe, and a huge support from the automotive industry, a recognized brand. And I just think, you know, I had to be a part of it because I've known so many people in the 80s who had contracted AIDS and suffered because they hadn't investigated it enough. There wasn't enough science. And I think that the more that we continue, I'd like to see Dining Out for Life more than once a year. I'd like to see it two or three times a year. You know, you see a donation box or an envelope at your table, you can send in monthly, weekly, daily. Literally, that net is such a large area that not only for people who have AIDS, living with AIDS, but the education of AIDS, which is so vitally important.
What would you like to accomplish with Dining Out for Life?
First of all, education, of course, is imperative to new generations. There is a rate of younger people and seniors who are having unprotected sex, not even washing their hands, you know, when they come in from outside. But the education to continuing to support people who are living with it and who need nutrition. And they're such pioneers by accepting the therapies that are varied. They're not one-dimensional. Maybe genetically they'll find out a way that no one can contract it because of some, you know, shot they'll take. We don't know. But the fact that we are inspiring medical and science communities, that we can be that vanguard, that pivotal vanguard that continues research, I want to be a part of that. If I can get 100 ears to listen and say, hey, I'd like to participate, I want to know, as opposed to the growing disease of ignorance, which defeats societies every time. That's what I want to leave, is that, no, Pam went out there and she got my attention. She made me feel comfortable as opposed to fearful. And that's what you want to do, break down fear.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
As much as I can be a part to establish the fact that everyone should have the right as a human being to live like one. And I made such great, great, great friends for life, whom I had met during the L Word. And doing the L Word for six seasons, it's almost in 23 countries. And to have people from all over the world come over and embrace me and say thank you. And, you know, you never do enough. I never can do enough. I can't beat down people's doors. I can't take their religious dogmas and make them listen to me. I would not be presumptuous to say that I can change people's, you know, minds about, you know, communities and life. But, you know, I'm out there and I'm working for it. I'm fighting for it.
What would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in 2014?
I'd like to see more states being involved. It is a slow wave. I'd like to see a lot more, and each year there will be more. And that's an absolute, you can see. There'll be more states involved and less people fearful and afraid. in more countries. If you think outside of this country, it's daunting to see Nigeria and certain countries just establish these laws that are anti-gay, there's imprisonment, you can die. It's just so archaic to see other cultures be so brutal. And I hope that my LGBT friends who travel that are, you know, they know where they can and cannot go and be safe. Because as much as we can bang our drum and profess we can make everyone safe, I don't know if we can. And I just want people to be safe and not harmed because of, you know, who they are, whether the belief is they're born that way or the choice. I just want everyone safe and everyone is smart enough to know where they can and cannot go.
How can people get information about Dining Out for Life?
www.diningoutforlife.com, and you can find out if your city and what restaurants are involved, and you can get the entire history of Dining Out for Life, and you can send, if it's not in your city, if you don't have an AIDS organization in your city, you can still get information to send in donations to wherever you wish in the name of an honor of someone you knew. Actors, family members, groups that are educating. It's up to the individual.
Is there a chance for an L Word reunion?
I don't know. But you know, what's timely right now is not a reunion, but to re-air all six seasons of the L Word. Because we covered so many broad social and political areas that it's timely now. I think we finished our last show in 2008, the sixth season, and I'm sure we're part of the conscious and subconsciousness of viewership and made a difference politically in the political arenas, and it'd be great to see it air again now and cast that wide net of comprehension to a lot of people who didn't watch it or, you know, because it started in 2002, and here we're talking 11 years later. That's over a decade of serious, you know, battlement, comprehension, people making a difference in the equality of the LGBT community. I think it would be just so appropriate now. So as far as a reunion, don't know. As far as a movie, don't know. But here again, I would love to see it re-aired.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
Well, they do ask me, will I ever get married? Well, I do have this boyfriend. He's amazing, and he's very supportive, and he's much younger. Yes, I would be the ultimate cougar, if that's still in vogue, that term. If I don't get married, I'll get my pilot's license. I'm very close to that. I do like flying.
Do you have a favorite quote, a mantra to get you through difficult times?
Yes, I do. When I'm pissed off at people, it's hard head, soft behind. If you have a hard head and you don't listen and you're not open, eventually life is going to kick you in the butt and it's going to hurt. But literally, the one that I use is what my mom and grandfather always lived by, because they're from Wyoming. They're sugar beet farmers, and it was basically, take small steps, you still move forward.